The Development Corporation is requesting $150,000 sourced from the sales tax for economic development to purchase land from the North Dakota Winter Show. The land that we would be purchasing is east of the Regional Technology Center. We currently own the west half of that open parking lot east of our building, and the land to be purchased would be the east part of that parking lot. So that whole parking lot on the east side of the Regional Technology Center would be owned by the Development Corporation. The Development Corporation would use that land then for future development of our technology park and to locate additional technology businesses to create jobs in Valley City, Barnes County. In my letter of request, there's some other elements to the project that have been mentioned, and they're listed in the four items that are identified as the reasons for good investments. And I think I can answer questions that you might have. I think you're probably somewhat familiar with this whole project based on a number of conversations that have occurred. Public safety would be issued, and that is specifically related to the North Dakota Winter Show itself. The building needs some additional doors for fire protection purposes. The Winter Show, I understand at least since Dawn has been in Valley City and taken the position of director, I know it's been on her list, as well as probably prior directors and board members, to locate the offices of the Winter Show in that building for efficiency purposes and also to drive additional business for the North Dakota Winter Show. The Development Corporation has run out of space in the Rosebud Visitor Center. When we lost the job service office in Valley City, the corporation committed to taking on this responsibility. Consequently, we don't have enough space. We don't have public space for individuals who might be job seekers to come in and work with our staff, as well as companies to come in, although we would also visit with companies at their location. We currently have three people in one office, so we're just out of room. And by taking on a larger project, which includes the addition to the front of the building, it's approximately 3,300 square feet. It includes ticket office, atrium offices, and conference room. It would put a new front entrance onto that building. In the course of going through the whole conversation with the Winter Show, then we learned about the fire issues related to the building itself. So that increased the project from $350,000 to $500,000. This morning, the County Commission approved $150,000 of economic development funds to be used for the project. So the thought here and the way the project rolls together is we would purchase land for $350,000 from the North Dakota Winter Show. That would generate that $350,000 for the building addition. And now we have an increase in the original price of another $150,000 to address some fire issues, the doors and a firewall and the water and sewer extension then related to the project. So the balance of the funds then, the county approved $150,000. If you approve $150,000, that's $300,000. Our intent then is to apply to the food and beverage, to the Valley City Visitors Committee for food and beverage funds of $200,000. So that's the total sources of funds of the $500,000. So, it's a good project. It's a way to handle a difficult and quite frankly, an expensive thing for the North Dakota Winter Show in terms of the fire safety, but safety is number one. We absolutely have to have that. So, and with that, our request is $150,000 then. Don Riley is here to answer any questions on behalf of the Winter Show, if as needed, and then Tony is also here from the Development Corporation if you have any additional questions.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have one with a question. I support the plan. Very concerned about the safety, the fire doors, and I know in Chief Ritterath's letter there was reference to 3 years. Are there assurances that those doors are going first?
The plan is that those actually start before we break ground on the building itself.
It'd be an awful thing if we had the funding there and
and no doors
on that and had an event.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Further questions or comments? Motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion?
I think we talked about it one time. There's going to be a fire suppression system included in this. Is that right? Is that still going in?
That is on the list, and we have been given 3 years to complete that project.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And then one other thing that wasn't mentioned that I think is there that would be important for people to know, if the land is sold, the $150,000 comes back to replenish the fund?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Whenever we receive any city and county funds for economic development projects, we track that as restricted funds on our financial statements. So if we were to sell that land, or if we were to sell a building where we have public funds involved, then we do repay the city and county economic development funds based on that investment that you have made. So it is restricted funds, so yes, and thanks for the clarification. By working together, we hope we can really get this accomplished.
Please call the roll.
Commissioner Magnuson?
Aye.
Commissioner Bishop?
Aye.
Commissioner Powell?
Aye.
Commissioner Peterson?
Aye.
President Carlsberg?
Aye.